Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. That's quite the wager you lost there.
I know, man. It'll keep me in good shape. I just have to run. It's about 2 miles. I have to run from the golf course,
yeah,
down to the local Pizza Hut
in Weezer,
and it's about a 2 mile run. Yeah, and I get to pick out my Speedo, my G-string or whatever.
So you're running 2 miles in public.
Yeah.
In a Speedo.
Back in Weezer.
Wow.
I got to pay up on it, man. I feel sick because, you know, when you make a public small town bet, everybody knows about it. Everybody's like, tell me when he's coming. So we could, but I'm going to do it at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, your guy's going to be there from the Weezer News or whatever. That is.
Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. You're living in the news.
Living in the news. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah. All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Nice and Mahe, kind enough to join us. Fresh off Big 12 Pro Day. Nice. How you doing?
How you doing, Nice?
Doing good. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, kind of walk us through. What was Pro Day like down there in with the Big 12? And did you like how they had it set up for you?
Yeah, man. I mean, it was really surreal. Don't really know how the combine feels, but I was with Ryan Rico. He was saying that it was pretty dang close. That was kind of the vibe that he got from it. And, you know, I feel like Big 12 did a really good job of putting it together, especially for it being the first year of, you know, the Big 12 Pro Day. It went by really smooth. No complaints at all.
See, I'm interested about this, Nice, because I got to participate in the just our own BYU Pro Day back in the years when I was headed to the NFL, and it was more intimate, and I felt like we had 18 or 19 teams represented there, and I felt like I at least got the eyeballs on me. Did you feel like you got the attention? Because I think there was about 130 guys down there in Texas. Did you feel like you got the attention that you needed from these scouts?
I mean, I feel like obviously there's a lot of us players and, you know, very few scouts. Not very few, but definitely there's like over 100 plus players. And, you know, I kind of just felt like they did what they had to do as far as people they wanted to talk to. But I do feel like when it came to on field doing drills, and, just going through the field drills and stuff like that. Like, there were definitely a lot of eyes. A lot of pressure, too. I didn't realize how much pressure I'd feel doing a bunch of drills in front of a bunch of scouts. But I definitely see what you're talking about. That's something that I was looking forward to if we were going to have
It's a weird sensation, isn't it, Nisa? Having to put up these numbers in front of these eyes that are dictating whether you'll make millions or not. Like, is there any way you could put into words to help people understand the pressures there are on a pro day performance?
Oh man. Going through the drills and stuff. Like, I feel like I've practiced them 1,000 times, just from January up until then. And, actually doing it in front of, you know, very important people. I feel like I could barely breathe. That's like, not trying to be dramatic, but even in my 40 stance, doing my get offs, you know, I felt really comfortable. And then once I hit the spotlight, just trying to control my breathing. I've never really felt that way. I felt more nervous during that than I did during the game.
Wow.
Yeah. And it definitely took its toll. I feel like physically my body was also really drained compared to similar to a game. So yeah, it was definitely a lot of pressure.
What stressed you out the most, the workouts or the interviews?
You know, for the I feel like the interviews, because you never know what they're gonna throw like as far as questions at you. But being on the field just really feels natural. Like especially when we got into position specific drills, felt a lot more natural than actually having to talk about, you know, whatever questions that people had to throw at me. So I feel more comfortable with the skill with the drills actually.
So. How did you feel about the numbers that you did put up? I know you said you felt uncomfortable, but I saw your 40 was right around a 5.15 or 5.2, somewhere in that range, and I saw that you had some other really good numbers. I mean, how did you feel about your performance?
For the most part, Sam, I'm pretty happy. I feel like I could have put up a couple more on bench. And then as far as the other... Like,
didn't you put up 31 on bench, Nysa? 32?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot, buddy. Like that, I mean, that's up the upper echelon of D tackles in the combine.
Yeah, I just been really shout out to, you know, Coach Doc Main and also Ryan Phillips and Coach DePoe. Those are the guys at BYU who helped me throughout the whole process and just trying to get myself ready for, specifically for the bench. There are other things I wish I could have done better on, but. You know, we only had one chance instead of two opportunities to do the L cone and the 5.10.5. But my goal was just to be smooth and to show my agility and also not to mess up, because I didn't want any of the scouts looking, you know, rolling their eyes and having to restart their clocks. Mm.
What's the process like in the training before something like that? Are you here in Utah? Did you go somewhere offsite to work with, like kind of work us through the training process to get ready for that moment?
Yeah, so I really wanted to stay in Utah because also prepping for my wedding.
Oh, and, congratulations! That's awesome.
That's even a bigger deal.
Yes, sir.
Forget this NFL business, man. The wedding, the marriage is the big deal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so my wedding is just next week, and you know, so I wanted to stay in Utah and help out with help my fiance with some of that stuff. So I decided to hit up Coach Doc Main, and he was more than happy to have me come. And you know, we just had the facilities at BYU because he works there now. So, I mean, the whole process was just, you know, not only looking the part, but obviously, you know, feeling the part. And I felt like I was able to do that with Doc Main and Coach Phillips.
You know, Nice, out of the 300 combine invites and efforts and performances, there were only two guys that outperformed you on bench. So that's pretty good. Have you called Kingsley and told Kingsley that you matched him?
I know, but we talked about it a little bit. That guy's a natural freak, so I'm happy to be.
He is. What? Tell me what the agent process is like. So nowadays, Nysa. So back in my time, the agent courting was really a fun time. They took me all over the place and hotels and got to stay and do great things. But nowadays, do you sign an agent? Do you have an agent that helped you with NIL? Do you already have somebody kind of in place that you roll into with your agency, or is that something you're actively searching on?
As of right now, that's something I'm actively searching on. I reached out to a few agencies. Obviously, you know, they're taking a big chance on me. But just formed really good relationships. Don't have an agent as of now. But, you know, I see that it's I was talking to Coach Doc Main, he was just telling me that, you know, just to go through the process and things will naturally fall in place. So I'm just, yeah.
So what's your process like now? Now that pro day's over, what are the next few weeks leading up to the draft? What does that look like for you outside of, you know, the big event coming up next week?
As far as everything else goes, I'm just trying to keep myself in shape, still sticking to my diet and just being prepared. All I need is one opportunity, whatever it is, whether it's a minicamp invite, you know, I'm taking whatever opportunities and chances that come my way. So it's just being prepared and just staying ready.
Is Kalani going to officiate the wedding?
Oh, I might have to ask him, actually.
See if he can handle all the proceedings. Nice. Give me encapsulate your BYU career for me. What was your time like there? How would you express your time and what you got to experience in Provo?
And the experience is definitely unmatched. I've had a very long career at BYU. I feel like I've been here for a very long time. But I'm really excited to be able to move on from this part of my life. But as far as, you know, my experience at BYU, unmatched. There's a lot of relationships and a lot of friendships that I'll keep for the rest of my life. A lot of opportunities that I've been able to experience specifically because of BYU and the brand that BYU has. You know, a lot of ups and downs. Definitely wouldn't change anything. Though I feel like everything happened for a reason, as far as injuries, as far as, you know, trial and tribulation, as far as sometimes not seeing the field or not having as much production as I wanted. But there's definitely nothing I wouldn't change as of now. Can't regret anything, can't go back. Just trying to move forward.
So let's get to the fun stuff here. Talk about where you met your fiance, and you know what her background is, and you know, and kind of give us the background on the big day coming up next week.
Oh yeah, man. So my fiance, she's from Texas, but she was originally living in Logan at the time that we met. So she has some family who live in Lehigh. And my best friend is married to her cousin, so they hit me up. They told me that they showed me. I showed her my picture, and she said that I was pretty cute. I'm pretty sure she said some other things, but she, you know, I'll keep it. Pretty sure she did. But they told me for the most part, she said she thought I was cute and wouldn't mind going on a date with me. So decided to go on a date with her. I actually didn't go the first time. They wanted to go roller skating, you know, for a guy my size, you know, yeah. I'm not much of a skater, as you can probably tell. So I ended up not going to that, but I ended up meeting them later for dinner, and we kind of just hit it off. And ever since then, I think it's about 3 years now.
It's the best part of life, man. That's the best thing you'll take from BYU is that marriage. It's the best thing that I took from my time at BYU is the wife that I was able to find there, and I guarantee it'll be the same for you. I'm curious, talk a little bit about some of your teammates that were out there. Max Tooley, A.J. Vong Pachon was out there, Camden Garrett. How did everybody feel out there, some of your teammates? And did you get to interact with them a lot, or did they have you broke out into position groups? Were you just out there with, like, Jackson Cravens?
We were actually able to all go down at the same time. Just so that we could go there at the same time and also leave at the same time. So I was able to be there with the first group because we were split off into two groups. But yeah, we had a lot together out there. It was definitely a fun experience with those guys, man. I'll tell you what, like, all those guys can perform. They're all athletes. Crazy, crazy athletes. Just Max Tooley, A.J. Vong Pachon. But even Cam Garrett and my boy Eddie. You know, I'm really excited for those guys. See what team they're gonna go to, because I know if none of these teams, you know, take these guys, like, they would be crazy. Especially Jackson Cravens. You know, I feel like he's, especially my 1 year with him, been able to grow a really good relationship with him, and he's just been dominant on and off the field.
Hey, Nysa, does the Big 12 cover the expense of the Big 12 Pro Day for flights and hotels and food?
Yeah, so as far as our traveling went, BYU paid for that, and then as far as the hotel and stay and food, Big 12 covered that.
Okay. I was curious on that because back in the day, early 2000s, we had to assign an agent. The agent had to front a lot of the costs for all the training that we did, and the training was really, really expensive. And then we just had the local pro days, and the combines, of course, are taken care of. But I was curious how the Big 12 organized that. So the Big 12 pro day, they do take care of hotel and food. It's just you got to either have your school or you got to find means to get to Texas.
Yeah, and BYU and Big 12, they had discussed the specifics beforehand, but they were able to come to the agreement. And, you know, BYU is always just trying to take care of our guys. So we're fortunate to not be able to pay. Some people who were closer to Texas, they ended up just driving or finding a way there. But I'm pretty sure it came down to the team if they wanted to drive them out or not.
Very cool for BYU to do that.
Hey, so I don't know what your NIL situation was looking like, but, you know, whatever future you may hold, hopefully you have a few dollars in your pocket. D batteries do not cost a lot of money. Go down to, you know, I know you got that smoke detector chirping. You got to get that thing taken care of, man. That's a safety issue. You got to get that D battery in there, get that thing swapped out, and you'll be good to go.
Is that on a high ceiling, Nysa?
Yeah. That's funny that you say that because it's always beeping.
I love it, man. I'll come help you out if you mean give Batty a call. Batty will come over. He's got those long arms.
Yeah, get a ladder.
Right.
Get up on there. I know you got pro day. You don't want to get on a ladder. You don't want to get yourself hurt. So I get it. But you know, you still got to sleep at night. That thing's chirping, man. That's no fun.
Yeah, I'm a heavy sleeper, so I guess I've been good for the past couple of years. So,
Nysa, it has been a joy to cover you over the years, man. And all the luck moving forward into whatever you're finding in this next venture in life. All the luck to you, buddy, and great job in putting together a lot of years at BYU. And I know that BYU fans love you dearly, and we all just want to see the best for you.
Man, thank you very much. I just really want to say that I really appreciate you as well. And I've been following you for quite some time now, especially since 2019. It's been a pleasure being able to have you break down some of my film. And I've just been a fan ever since.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that means a lot to me. Thanks, Mahe.
See you, Nysa. Yes, appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
There he is, Nysa Mahe, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
He's been around a lot of years. And you know what's crazy? These COVID years, and, you know, get to know these guys and break it down their film, and then they move on. You just want to see the best for them.
Yeah.
You know, the tough thing is I know right where Nysa Mahe is right now. He is in a room full of batteryless.
Well, he sounds like it's been going on for a while. He said, like, the last couple of years, I just sleep through it.
I'm not even kidding. I was waiting for Jay Stevens to bust down the door. And then we could do our NHL interview with Jay while he's switching up battery.
The thing I do, because usually when those things happen, it's like at 2 a.m. And so I usually end up just,
it's always at 2 a.m.
ripping the thing off the ceiling and then leaving a cord hanging for the next 6 months before I get it put back up.
Dude, when those things start going off, because they're so, like, dogs' ears are so sensitive, like, I can feel Maximus on the bed, like, shaking, shivering because of the beep. He hates it so much.
Those beeps are terrible. When they're on the high ceilings, you're like, nah, screw it. We're gonna get through this. But then your precious wife is like, we're not going to get through this. You're going to change it. And you're like, then you scoot the coffee table over, and then you put the step stool on top of the coffee table. And then you get the Christmas ornament box and put it on top of the step stool. And she's steadying you with a broom handle. And you're switching out a battery and a fire detector. I would tell you, out of, you know, when you're a landlord and I've got a few rentals, the most common call I get is, hey, our smoke detector is beeping. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, you can handle that.
So there's a battery in there. Take that out and put a new one in.
I know it's 3 a.m., but I'd really like you over here now.
I don't know if I should do that.
I would never. If I was renting from you, that would be an embarrassing phone call to make.
Oh, it's one I get. It's the most common. The second most common is, so.
Now, I would say, like, I do want $1.50 off of my rent.
For the battery?
For the battery.
The second most common one is, so we just had our kitchen light go out, or we just had lights go out. And it's like, and then are we responsible for the lights? Yeah, Yeah, you need to switch those.
You probably ought to write that into your contract.
You need to switch those bulbs out.
Yeah.
Do you know how to switch a bulb out? No.
You have the fluorescent ones, like the tubes?
In the kitchens.
The tubes can be a little funky. Yeah. And those can get a little expensive. So I understand that one. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that was the most recent one. It's actually fluorescence in the...
Fluorescence are a pain in the butt.
In the kitchen. Should I go do it? Am I going to end up with...
those things can cost you like $20-$25 bucks, too. Those things can get expensive.
Well, then I'm going to let him do it. We'll see how this goes.
All right, 2:30, Hans and Scotty. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We'll spin the wheel. Sports Roulette coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is JJ and Alex.
Jay Stevens, Utah Puck Report is a podcast you can go listen to yourself.
The writing is on the wall. I mean, there's $1 billion just approved through legislation. I think the state sees it, the city sees it as an opportunity to kind of revitalize downtown Salt Lake City. So even the people that aren't hockey fans are on board. The NHL really seems to like Ryan Smith. So you just start putting all those pieces together, and it just looks like it's inevitable. And that's how I see it. I see, like, this is something that's happened. This train's coming. You should get on board and enjoy it, and then be able to say I was there from the beginning.
Catch JJ and Alex afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Just because the feeling's mutual.
No, I want you to succeed.
Oh, that's why we play Fox Hollow drops over and over and over and over again.
Just a heads up to all the producers on the zone. You're probably going to have a production meeting about paying attention to the details.
Yeah. As
a producer. Paying finer attention to the details.
Oh, man.
As producers.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Good meeting. Compliance meeting.
Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. We take some of the big storylines, put it on roulette wheel. We spin it wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. So let's get to it, folks. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to that wheel.
Kansas City has a real problem.
Holy cow, do they, Scotty?
Yeah.
Man, we were talking about the Kansas City Chiefs assistant that just took, a couple weeks suspension for a DUI?
Yeah.
The Rashee Rice thing is starting to formulate a little bit. You saw he released a statement. This was his statement. Today I met with the Dallas PD investigators regarding Saturday's accident. I take full responsibility for my part in this matter and will continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities. I sincerely apologize to everyone impacted in Saturday's accident, which, by the way, I have seen a couple of now stories about the individuals that were injured in that accident.
Yeah.
They've lawyered up.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I hope they take him for every penny he's ever owned.
I agree completely.
For those of you that didn't see, there was a Lamborghini and a Corvette racing. They wrecked into a minivan, another car. It actually ended up 6 cars were involved in this thing. I did watch an interview of a young woman that was one of the first vehicles that was impacted by the Corvette, and it spun her out, and she was freaked out. Her car is demolished. People were okay, but everybody's okay. Nobody died, but there's injuries that they're dealing with. And the thing about this that stirs my gut so deep, they just left the scene.
Yes, they just got up and left.
You know how disgusting, how disrespectful that is. Think about if there was, let's say, a 2-year-old little toddler was in one of those cars and was slammed against the side of the door or went out the window or something happened where that toddler needs help. Instead of going to help They fled the scene.
Yeah.
They didn't know how bad the damage was or what the injuries were. All they knew is they didn't want to be there when law enforcement arrived. And you know what I say to that? Stick them in jail until the...
Yep.
Until there's no more time left.
I got you. I got you.
Let them rot.
Yep.
Because you left the scene of an accident that you caused.
Yep. Because here's the thing. You've got... These dudes have agents. They have representatives. They have lawyers. They will all tell them the same thing. And... Again, it's a disgusting behavior, but sadly, it's also an indictment of our judicial system, is because it is more beneficial for you to get a leaving the scene of an accident arrest as opposed to a DUI.
Yeah.
And so these
or weapons possession.
Or weapons possession, yeah. Drug possession, all that other stuff. So if you don't have your if you're drunk, if you've got a weapon, if you've got paraphernalia, if you got all that stuff, these lawyers and these agents will tell these guys, get out, just leave, go home.
Can you believe that?
Go home, sober up, get rid of all your stuff. And then you can, when they give the arrest warrant out there, then you turn yourself in. You're like, oh, you know what? I panicked. I'm really sorry. You know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, and I felt bad, and
I was afraid how the police might handle it.
And then, you know, your PR guy will spin it and say he's very remorseful and issue a statement like this, which I guarantee he's never even read, let alone wrote. And then so that's all they can get him on.
Okay, so this is all in Kansas City now. Kansas City Chiefs. You've got Andy Reid's son. You got the assistant coach that just took the suspension. You've got Rashee Rice. And guess what just came down the pipeline this morning? An official conviction of Patrick Mahomes Sr. Now, I know that he's not with the Chiefs, but he is the father of Patrick Mahomes. And this happened, a day before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, something like that.
Texas prosecutors just indicted him.
Ooh.
Felony DWI. So... Here's the deal. If he's convicted on this in the state and city that he was in, if he's convicted on this, he'll face up to 10 years behind bars as well as around a $10,000 fine. Now, the money means nothing because his son is Patrick Mahomes. It's the freedom. I don't think he spends a single day in jail.
No, he won't. He won't.
I think that it'll all be suspended and he'll probably serve some house arrest and maybe some community service and then... Patrick Mahomes Sr. will probably do this again in 3 years.
Yeah. I'm afraid you're right.
And then he'll have his fourth, and then they'll be like, that's another felony.
Yeah.
DWI.
Now you owe us $20,000.
But this time, he ran over a two-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's it take? But Kansas City is just, it's just one after the other. It's a single file line of guys behaving really badly.
It's the new Raiders, man.
Let's just call it the same as.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody's taken over.
Yeah, that's true.
For my Raiders.
All right.
I wish you loved the Raiders like I do.
I love them more because I'm realistic about it.
No, you don't.
I'm realistic.
You don't. You want bad things to happen to them, like you want bad things to happen for me. You just want bad things to happen to me.
Hey, I was fired up. I was ready to start the show all over again. Let's re-rack it.
I just got a text. Jay Stevens cannot join us today.
Fire. Dealing with the fire.
He's replacing batteries.
All right. 242. Let's spin it.
Houston is going to be a problem.
Yeah. The Buffalo Bills have traded four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for a second-round pick.
For a second rounder.
They get a second rounder. I think that dude might be worth first, but that's all right. The trade is now on its way. So now you got C.J. Stroud, who had a phenomenal season last year. The Texans traded for running back Joe Mixon last month from the Cincinnati Bengals, gave him a contract.
Big one.
They pick up a pass rusher in Daniel Hunter to a two-year $49 million deal. Diggs is now part of that offense that includes, obviously, C.J. Stroud, Mixon, receivers Nico Collins, Tank Dell, who was fantastic, and then former Bingham High grad Dalton Schultz at tight end.
Utah great.
So
who was spectacular in his rookie year.
So here you go. you've got this team that's loaded up, and Houston very much is going to be a problem for the NFL next year.
But does anybody want to see these guys win? Is there such thing as a Houston Texans fan? Have you heard of one? What do you know?
I know my – well, it's because he was from Houston, our old producer Kevin Ferguson. That's about the only Houston Texan fan I've ever met in person.
He's it, huh?
Yeah. But
it's a good young football team, though.
It's a
great young
football team. That is a scary team that's made a good hire at head coach and now could be very much off to the races next year.
Well, they've got one of my favorite centers on that team. Not that anybody cares, but Juice Scruggs. You know what's interesting about Juice Scruggs?
I was going to say.
Stop it, Lloyd.
Interesting about him? Nothing.
What are you talking about? Everything's interesting about Juice Scruggs.
All right. One more, Lloyd. Let's spin it.
Big number for Iowa LSU.
You see this?
Yeah.
We thought the number was going to be 10.
Creep it over 10.
Yeah, it was about 12.5.
It blew by 10.
And honestly, when you said 10, I'm like, I don't think it's going to get to 10. Yeah, no, the Iowa LSU game went bananas in terms of TV ratings, where over a 12.5 share, just ridiculous amount of numbers that were put up by the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese matchup. And I'm telling you, I was there. I was glued. You were glued. It takes a lot for us to get dialed in on something like that. And we couldn't get enough of it. And apparently the rest of America was dialed in too.
Dang it, Scotty. I actually grabbed my list of, dang it, what did I do with that list of sporting events that the women's Final Four beat? But it included the NBA Finals of 2023. It included all your big bowl games. It beat out almost everything sports wise that was related to 2023. And I had all of the list of everything that it beat out, but it got better ratings than the NBA Finals for 23.
Yeah. And honestly, not surprising.
No, and it held up. The thing that will be real interesting to watch is how much of it was LSU and how much of it was Iowa. And I say that because we have a Iowa-UConn matchup coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
For the semifinals. It's a Final Four matchup. Iowa-UConn, and then you've got South Carolina and NC State on the other side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. So will UConn Iowa hold up, or how much of that is Angel Reese and Kim Mulkey?
It's not going to get to 12, but it'll be over 10, I bet.
You think Iowa?
Yeah.
Iowa UConn?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is the number that you want to look for. If Iowa does advance and they meet up with South Carolina, that's the big one.
Yeah.
South Carolina's got the best player in all of women's college basketball. Well, arguably in Camila Cardoso. She's the center that plays in South Carolina, and she patrols. She's like Alyssa Peely, but taller, quite a bit taller. I don't know how tall is Alyssa Peely.
I don't know,
because Cardoso's 6'7". She's either listed at 6'7 or 6'8. But
Alyssa Peely, 6'2.
Yeah. So take Alyssa Peely and her physicality and her strength and just throw 5 inches on it. That's Cardoso.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk about that center for Iowa that got in foul trouble pretty quickly against LSU. Because LSU's got bigs that move really well. She'll get in foul trouble, and Cardoso's going to push her around a lot. The chances of Iowa winning a championship, in my opinion, is it's less than 20%. Less than 20. beating UConn and then beating South Carolina. I might even go less than 10%. Carolina has not lost a game this year, and things aren't real close.
No, they've been working it pretty good. Okay, here's my conspiracy theory. Officials take over games. I think they want Caitlin Clark to win an NCAA title. Double or nothing on Paradise. Give me Iowa. You get the field.
Done.
Plus, that keeps me out of potentially giving myself some damage at Paradise.
That you just took me off the hook.
I know I did.
South Carolina is.
I'm telling you, Iowa's going to get all the calls. They're going to get all the calls. Everything's going to go their way. They know where the bread's buttered.
It's funny. Just look at ESPN. You turn on anything sports wise, and it's Caitlin Clark.
Everybody's going to want Caitlin to win this thing.
That's funny. They've got the numbers up here. Oh, they had what it beat. Everything it beat right there. It literally beat everything except for the Super Bowl and some of the NFL playoffs.
That's unbelievable.
But it beat everything NBA, everything NHL, almost everything college football. Beat it all.
It's unbelievable. All right, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Get you ready for JJ and Alex next, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Can we just wait on the transfer portal till the end of the college basketball season?
That's the boot.
Can we start
Absolutely not.
On April 15th, once the season is over?
How are these players expected to go on? If they're forced for an extra minute.
Can we have some logic of not opening the transfer portal in the middle of the season?
Absolutely not.
In the middle of the most important stretch of basketball?
Not a chance.
Please.
Ben, why do you hate players? This is what people have been saying to me for years. Why do you hate players? He's an American who can go wherever he wants.
Absolutely. You can. When the transfer portal opens, guess what the NCAA controls? The transfer portal and the dates.
Stop
hating. So just control it. This is another area where the NCAA tournament has had opportunities to put on some red tape, some guidelines to make this thing make a little bit of sense.
This is America. No one can control me. You could be control. Look at that. Look at the language you use.
Here, Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show? Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this thing together. Standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Fun one today. Big thanks to everyone who helped us out. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. Remember, heavy, heavy basketball show tomorrow. Working on a guest. Boy. Working on, let's just say this. Should be a fun guest coming up tomorrow.
Why does that sound so
horrible?
Horribly annoying. Hey, what would you do if you saw somebody doing that to your food?
Oh, my gosh. I'd lose my mind.
They're after this girl. They want to prosecute her.
They should. Absolutely, they should.
It's a, I don't know, what does she look like, 20?
Yeah.
And she's well intoxicated. And there was a food delivery in the hallway of a hotel. And they've got the food down just before they're opening the door. Looks like all hamburgers. And she's going down the line, putting her feet on each hamburger.
Throw away the key. Go away.
Hey, hold on. She did what?
This is Lloyd's nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Lloyd would not be happy about
this. She's got her bare feet out, and she's stepping her bare feet on each one of the burgers that's being delivered.
Yeah. Tweet rolling in to you. It says, it shows that Scott does not change smoke alarms either. Scott, they're 9-volt, not D battery. Okay, I know what.
So he messed up the battery.
It's the square one. I thought it was the D. My bad.
I know you like the D, but it's the 9-volt. It's the one that you test with your tongue.
Yeah.
It electrifies your tongue. It's the one that
we can't make it through one show again. We without getting dumped.
It's the one that zaps the tongue.
Yeah. You know, you take like a double A or triple A, and you take, you know, you lick your finger on one end and then stick it on your tongue on the other, and you still get the same
ability. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can test if it's got juice left.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. All right, JJ and Alex coming up next, 97.5 in the KSL Sports Zone.